Are we ready? Welcome. This is the RZERC information session at ICANN 63. We have three of the RZERC members in the room here, two staff, and a couple of guests, a couple of visitors. Do we have any folks, remote folks, on the Adobe Connect at this time?
This is Mario. Hi, Duane. We have one person that has been connected from the previous meeting, Tarika Bocho. I'm not sure if she actually wants to be in the session, but it's the only person that we have so far.
Okay, thanks. So my name is Duane Wessels. I'm the chair of RZERC and the member appointed from VeriSign as the Root Zone maintainer. Can I ask you guys to introduce yourselves very, very briefly, Peter, Kim?
Peter Koch, working for DNIC and the CCNSO appointed member of RZERC.
Kim Davies, president of PTI, operator of the IONO functions.
All right, thanks. So we've got a few slides to go through today to talk about RZERC and what we've been up to. This really just six topics in this brief slide deck. So first, an overview of RZERC. This language is taken from its charter, and it says that the Root Zone Evolution Review Committee reviews proposed architectural changes to the content of the DNS Root Zone. The systems, including both hardware and software components, used in executing changes to the DNS root zone and the mechanisms used for distribution of the DNS root zone. And RZERC provides advice and information to the board of directors and the community on topics that are broadly related to the root zone evolution of the internet. This graphic sort of depicts where RZERC's oversight exists in the root server system. On the left, we have the TLD operators represented, and the large box in the middle sort of represents the root server system as a whole. And on the left side of that box, we have what we call the provisioning side. That includes the IANA function, includes the root zone maintainer, which is VeriSign, and the distribution of the root zone sort of sits in between the provisioning side and the resolution side. On the resolution side, we have the root server operators and their many Anycast instances, and they obviously receive queries from DNS resolvers on the internet. So RZERC's domain is the part on the left there. RSAC's domain is the part on the right, which is essentially the root server operators. So in RZERC, we talk a lot about things that are in scope versus out of scope. Roughly speaking, day-to-day routine changes to the root zone are out of scope. These happen automatically and normally, and not something that RZERC concerns itself with. However, things like deployment of new DNS protocol features and other more significant changes to the root zone and its distribution are in scope for RZERC. One very important example of that is it's been approximately 8 years now when DNSSEC was introduced. That is something that if it happened today, it would be within scope for RZERC. Of course, 8 years ago, RZERC did not exist, so it did not have a chance to be in scope or out of scope. This table lists the nine members of the committee. SSAC has appointed Russ Mundy. RSAC has appointed Brad Verd. The ASO has appointed Carlos Martinez. IETF has appointed Jim Reed. GNSO has appointed Howard Eland. CCNSO has appointed Peter, who is here with us. I am appointed by the Root Zone Maintainer. The board appoints Kaveh Ranjbar, and PTI has appointed Kim, who is with us. So there's a link at the bottom that has this information up to date. Also, ARZRK has recently undergone a little project to sort of verify everyone's appointments and refresh the information about their appointed terms and so on. So per ARZRK's operating procedures, we hold three types of meetings. We have regular meetings, whose attendance is normally restricted to just the ARZRK members. These are essentially monthly, and they're often conference calls. We have public meetings, such as this one, which we use to present the work of ARZRK and engage more broadly. These happen at ITF or ICANN meetings, such as this one. And very infrequently, we'll have what we call executive meetings, or we'll take a part of a regular meeting and put it into an executive session where we use to discuss more sensitive matters. And during those times, the recording is stopped and the transcripts are there's no transcript so that we can speak more freely. I believe we've used that maybe only once in our time so far. So ARZRK achieves transparency by making its recordings and transcripts available on the ARZRK website. The minutes are also published following approval at the subsequent meeting. If you're interested in following ARZRK, the best way to get sort of up to date is to read the transcripts or listen to the recording. Those are posted in advance of the minutes. The minutes are delayed by essentially one meeting cycle. Although the mailing list is not open to participants, the archive is open for reading. So anyone can go to the mailing list archive, which is linked from our ARZRK page on the ICANN site, and find those messages and read them there. And the chair has some discretion on publishing confidential discussion and sensitive topics, which, as I said, we very rarely have need to take advantage of. This slide, the text on this slide is also mostly taken from the charter, I believe, and it states that the committee considers issues or proposals raised by any of its members, by PTI staff, or by the customer standing committee. It describes what the proposals should clearly state, for example, the issues proposed, the potential impacts, the timeline, and so on. And for operating procedures, upon receiving such a proposal, the committee convenes a meeting and discusses whether or not we believe it falls within the charter and our scope, and if so, or if it does not fall within our scope, then we issue such a response. In cases where it does, then we engage a consultation process and proceed with the work. So, lastly, one slide on our current status. The operational procedures were approved last year, so that was our big sort of work task for 2017. In September, those were finalized and published on the ARZRK website. The bullet here says that the website also lists all of our meetings and other documents, our correspondence. Since approving the procedures, there was a period where ARZRK had no work to do, and so we went into a hibernation mode. We did not meet for a number of months. We did then come out of hibernation to respond to a couple of things. One of them was there was a request from the ICANN OCTO office asking for advice on a proposed study of root zone management evolution. That we received that request, I believe it was in the April-May timeframe, something like that. And we worked on it for a few months, But recently that request was then withdrawn by Okto, and so RZERC is no longer actively working on that request. We also had a request from the board in the form of resolution to provide some advice regarding the KSK rollover. So we delivered that advice. Obviously, the KSK rollover has occurred, and so so that is all behind us. If you're interested in reading that advice, you can find I believe it's RSEC 001 is the document. You can find that document on links from the RZERC website. So this slide talks about the Roots on Management Evolution Study that I mentioned, which was recently withdrawn. So at this point, RZERC has no active work underway, and our next regular meeting is tentatively scheduled for January. There's links to the website and a contact email for our primary support staff, Mario Ailman. And that's the end of the presentation. Happy to take any questions if there are any. Anything online? Any questions or discussions in Adobe Connect?
There's no questions online.
What is the role that you're having in the evolution plan development, please?
Sorry, can I ask you to state your name, please, too?
Aram Welling from U.S.
So are you referring to the board resolution that has been discussed recently, or are you speaking in general of Roots on Evolution? Okay, yeah. Since you came in a little bit late, I guess you missed this slide probably, which sort of talks broadly about RZERC's role. So the key words here is that RZERC was designed to consider architectural changes to the content of the DNS root zone. And that, as it says here, it also includes the components used to distribute that zone and to make changes. And this graphic here also speaks to that same point. RZERC's role is sort of focused on the part on the left, or under RZERC, versus RSAC being the part on the right, which is the roots over operators and the actual serving of the data. So RZERC is focused on the provisioning side and the distribution of the root zone. Does that answer your question more or less?
Completely. Thank you.
Okay, I guess if there's no more questions, then we can end the session. And I'll thank you for attending today and for the question, and hope to see you again.
Thank you, Duane. This meeting has been adjourned. And for the participants or for the recording, this slide has been uploaded onto the RZERC website and also on the ICANN 63. Thank you.